Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Kevin Kenny, as promised, live in studio. A man that needs no introduction, but you know, we'll give him one right now. An institution of an institution. Jed the Fish is staring at me right now.
I don't know. First of all, I can't use my voice because I don't like it anymore. It all started when I was on Rock of the 80s a couple of years ago. And Jeff Fetterman said, I don't like his voice. And I said to Gene Sandblom, I said, what is it about my voice? And they said, you just don't sound like Jed the Fish. And I thought about that and I decided that they were right. But the result is I don't like to use my voice.
But you know what I could do? Because we're in this really cool room right here. It's at Wilshire and this little cross street.
What's it? Massillon.
Massillon. Yeah. So come on down. I tell you what, I'm going to stick my penis against the glass so you can see exactly what we're doing in the studios at the world famous K-Rock. And I love these gas microphones.
Yeah, we're working with the shotguns, the Bob Barkers, as I like to call them.
Yeah. It's, every microphone in this room is like a $2,000 Sennheiser.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
K-Rock has come up in the world.
Yeah.
Jed. Take us back, though, because we have so many longtime listeners listening tonight. It's Rock of the 90s weekend. We're playing all the greatest songs of K-Rock in the 1990s. And the phone lines have lit up like we're giving away, you know, tickets just to talk to you, ask you questions. Take us back to like square one when you got to KROQ back in the day. Where was it? What are your memories?
All right. I'll try to make it quick because this is radio.
Yeah.
But I was seeing the Rolling Stones for the first time in Anaheim Stadium. And I got home and I was just with my cousin. I'm like, Jock, we saw the Rolling Stones. How cool is this? And he met this girl he ended up going out with for 5 years. And I was just truly marveling, just wondrously excited that I'd heard the Rolling Stones live. Finally, the phone rings. And it's K-Rock, and I dropped off a couple of tape and resume packages that summer. This was July 29th. It was after midnight. It was July 29th, 1978. And it was Daryl Wayne saying, can you get down here? Can you go on tonight? And I said, well, sure, when? It's 1:15. He goes, 2:00. And I go, yeah, sure. And so most of my time was spent going up and down Los Robles Avenue in Pasadena, trying to see what the addresses were. So they just kept me on, and it was 2 weeks later. I'm tripping out. These lights.
There's a lot of stimuli for Jed in the studio down here on Wilshire.
Yeah, except there's like no character in this place.
Well, that's why we brought you.
I'll supply the character.
No, I mean, we gotta write stuff on the walls here. We gotta just anyway.
Well, you know what? We'll get into Lenny Kravitz right now, and then we'll have Muggs run down like a Crayola box, and then maybe you can get to it.
Get the connection, because it's the Rock of the 90s weekend.
Rock of the 90s weekend kicking off the right way. You know, because sometimes the radio stations, they do these like themed weekends, but they don't do it all the way. You gotta go all the way. If you're doing Rock of the 90s, you gotta kick it off.
What do you mean they don't go all the way?
They gotta kick it off with Jed the Fish.
Oh,
that's the only way to do it. No. The Rose Bowl Parade has their, you know, master of ceremonies. You are our master of ceremonies, Jed.
That's funny. I didn't really think of it. Actually, when Beer Mug asked me to be a guest tonight, and he checked with me this afternoon, my first thought was, this is a prank.
it's the day of
April
pranks.
Fool's Day. They're gonna do something. And so I, just to protect myself a little bit, I said, you know, if you pick me up, then I'll come. And he goes, okay. And I go, wow. Okay, I guess it's for real.
Yeah, Muggs drove out, picked you up. I think I'm going to put that in my contract.
Sadna.
Yeah.
But Sadna, he drove out too.
Now, it's Rock of the 90s weekend, as I've said. When you spent the decade of the 90s right here on K-Rock, and when you think back to that time period, what comes to mind?
That it was disappointing.
Okay.
That
it's a great start.
It was... Stone Temple Pilots was like the only band from Southern California.
Mm.
Otherwise, it was all about Seattle and grunge. And I thought, honestly, I thought grunge music was dreadful. I didn't like it.
Wasn't a fan.
I'm always wrong about that stuff. When I was in high school and the little bit of the 70s had gone by, I said, you know, we're always going to remember the 70s as the decade that sucked musically. And boy, was I wrong. So there's no reason I should be right about the grunge movement. But lots of stuff came out. I was just listening last night to the tape, end-to-end, 5 hours worth of music, Organic 96. It was a rave that K-Rock did in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Whoa.
At Snow Valley.
Yeah.
And I was just listening to it going, wow, there's, you know, Chemical Brothers, The Orb, Orbital. I mean, there were cool bands that came out in 96. Even if you don't like grunge,
right?
There is some great stuff that happened.
I like that Jed saved it, because we're kicking off this week-long, three-day event of all 90s music, and Jed's on K-Rock going, yeah, the 90s were terrible. So I'm glad
that was my point.
He saved it.
You asked what was my impression.
I know, and you're going to keep it real.
When I first got there to the 90s.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought, but I revised that opinion.
Yes. Well, since I have a sick sense of humor, I'm going to have you introduce a song. We're going to put you to work here, Jed. Take us back in time. And I'll actually have you introduce a grunge tangential band here. We have coming up next on K-Rock, we got the Meat Puppets. Can you hit the post? We got 19 seconds on the clock.
Okay. Du ding da, look, Dishna von der Kunde. Look, Dishna, the world famous K-Rock. Rock of the 90s weekend. With the panos on.
It's Kevin Kenny. I don't know what the hell Jed the Fish is here live on K-Rock, by the way. Not to gloss over that, but Jed introduced that song after telling us he hates grunge music.
And then I said,
hey, introduce it. And he goes into some other language, a Jed the Fish speak, and I just hope he didn't cuss in that language if anyone's listening.
Oh, but didn't think of that.
Didn't think of that, Jed.
Sorry.
Thank you. The man has been inside our beautiful studios here on the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Maslin, and he's been here for maybe 30 minutes. He's already moon folk here.
I've already left an ass print on the window.
That's pretty good.
But do you know what I was going to talk to you about? I was listening to that shredding at the end of the song we just played, and I didn't realize it until I actually sat down to play the guitar, that it really doesn't take the kind of effort to make a note that people, that the face makes.
Right.
Right? Their face says, oh, this is really tough. This is really hard. But you just hardly have to touch the thing to get those sounds.
Right.
So anyway, I like that.
That goes for a lot of things in life.
Yes, make them scream. So
all right. Well, that's some theater of the mind, and that's something you know all about, being at K-Rock all those years, and we're celebrating the 90s this weekend, Jed. And you just told me off air, and I'm going to make you tell me on air, this amazing story of Nirvana, because people tell this cliche story of, oh, it smells like Teen Spirit, got on MTV and the radio, and it was just a revolution, and they dethroned Michael Jackson, and it was day and night. But you were there in the time that that was out, and you just told me that K-Rock was very slow, almost took a year to add Nirvana.
Right, it was like 8 or 9 months. And it wasn't until Louis Largent, who was the music director, and I started jumping up and down and screaming about this guy. You know, why aren't we playing Nirvana? And I mean, it wasn't like they were on an obscure label. They were on Geffen or whatever it was. So anyway, yeah, it took Weatherly almost a year to hear Nirvana. But yeah, it wasn't like we jumped on that right away.
Well, do you remember his hesitancy back in the day? What was it like? What was it, just, hey, let's make sure this isn't an overnight thing. Let's make sure this isn't just a one-hit wonder.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know enough about programming to be able to suggest that. That's precisely what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, the longer we go without playing it, while they're getting popular, the more popular they're going to be.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like anybody held it against K-Rock for not playing Nirvana. I mean, everybody was happy once we started playing.
Yeah.
But dirty little secret, we didn't play it for quite a while.
We're getting all the truth from Jed the Fish live on K-Rock right now. If you want to get at Jed, talk to him. You grew up listening to him. You have a question for him, 800-520-1067. He's actually got a great story from Tom Morello. We're going to get into some rage right now on K-Rock. Tonight is all about People of the Fish. Jed the Fish, live in the K-Rock studios. The man has been here under an hour, if you're just joining us on 106.7. He has already mooned the fine folk that are enjoying nice strolls to dinner tonight on Wilshire Boulevard, as he should, by the way, truly christening this studio. Jed, how are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling lovely, and it's good to be in a bright and shiny studio. This is so bright, we could film in here. Anyway, we were talking about 90s music a few minutes ago. Good weekend for it. But do these bands ring a bell? Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Real Big Fish, The Specials, Less Than Jake, No Doubt, Rancid, Goldfinger, and Aquabats. There was a whole ska trend.
Is Jed the Fish a ska head?
I love ska. Well, I wrote a ska song a couple, 3 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't from the 90s, so we can't play it.
Oh,
it's
darn.
On YouTube. But anyway, there was another trend that, see if these bands ring a bell with you. The Big Bad Voodoo Daddies.
Yes.
Brian Setzer Orchestra.
The Swing Revival.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Royal Crown Review, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Yeah, there was a big band swing revival.
Yeah.
And
so was that your bag in the 90s? Would you say, looking back now on the decade that we're celebrating on K-Rock all weekend, was that like if you were put 1-2 in your standings of the best sounds of the 90s, is it ska and the big band revival?
No, I would not.
Curveball.
I would put grunge number one.
You just told us you hated grunge.
I said that was my first impression.
Okay.
Number two, I would put like the beginning of rave music.
Yeah.
Like the Orb and Orbital and Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would put ska and big band as 3 and 4.
All right. Well, hopefully you have a place in your heart, Jed, for this song we're about to get into. It's by Face to Face. And if you're listening right now, the song is called Disconnected. And I want to point out an Easter egg. If you go on your Spotify, however you stream music, listen to the album version of this. The album's a big choice. And there's a spoken intro to this song. I don't know if you have any recollection of this, Jed. But back in like 95 when this dropped, it was originally on a smaller like EP indie. They released it on an independent label. And then they didn't want to put it on their big release, but K-Rock had just added it, and they included this conversation with their manager on the album version of this. So if you're a longtime K-Rock fan, you want to listen to that Easter egg, it's very cool. We don't have that version here at
K-Rock. Yeah, I'm doing my best to be interested in this right now.
Okay. The man is pulling no punches. Jed the Fish, live in studio. Not an impersonator. I'm staring at the man right here. You want to get at us, 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock. Rock of the 90s weekend. It's Kevin Kenny. Jed the Fish. The Jed the Fish. Live in studio right now. He's mooned. Bystanders. He has taken a stance on grunge, gone back on that stance, and he's even incited
himself.
He's even incited the names of the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. It's been a heck of a night here at K-Rock with Jed in studio. Now, we're talking about the 90s because all weekend long we're playing the greatest songs of the 90s here on the Rock of the 90s weekend. Have I mentioned the 90s, Jed? Now, you have this great picture on your Instagram, Jed the Fish on Instagram, if you want to follow Jed. Circa 1999, the caption reads, Gwen Stefani shares a kiss with Bono and Jed the Fish at the home of Jimmy Iovine in Westwood, California. And this is a great shot if you're listening to K-Rock. You got to look this up on your IG. What do you remember about that time period? Because when you look at this photo, and I'll hold it up for you,
yeah,
that's
got to
just incite a lot of memory.
My lips look huge.
That's what you remember about the 90s.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Jimmy Iovine's home, dead center in the middle of Westwood, just a compound. You know, his wife has the pool house, I could go on and on about his house, but I won't.
Did you ever play a Sunday football over there with Suge Knight?
No.
No?
No.
Suge never told you to run a down and out, Jed?
But that where that photo was taken was at a huge party at his house.
Jed was refereeing.
I was going to tell you about my experience in the 90s with you two. I think it was their last album of the 90s, the Pop Mart Tour. Of course, I went to the show here in Los Angeles, but they flew me and Kevin Weatherly up to the show in Oakland, and we got the full tour. I mean, it was the very beginning of LED video.
Oh, wow.
And they had these giant LED bulbs about 5 inches apart. I mean, it was really sad, but the scale of that show was just so amazing. You know, I got to go to the sound booth. I went to all the tech departments backstage, and it was really the red carpet treatment.
Wow.
And I remember, what was Winona Ryder came by, and she was looking at a curtain, and she goes, "What's behind the?" She's looking right at me.
Said, yeah.
"What's behind the curtain?" And I go, Winona, more rock stars.
Let's get into some U2. I can't thank you enough for stopping by the show, Jed. I mean, really, a hero of mine, a guy I've been studying and ripping off shamelessly, or attempting to for years now.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, let's get the Jeff Fetterman voice again.
Oh, this is not the Jeff Fetterman voice. This is the try not to distort the Sennheiser shotgun voice. The first time I've ever used this microphone. And people do not realize the Sennheiser shotgun is very much like a penis. Very much like a penis.
All right, so on that note, he is at Jed the Fish on social media if you want to holler at him. Thank you so much. The sound effects are lovely. Why don't you do the honors here? Hit the post on this YouTube one. This is all you.
Yeah, hi, this is Bono, and this is my last album that's sold. I hope you like the song.
Is it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.